USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump set to talk with governors on Thursday regarding opening back up the United States. Housing Secretary Ben Carson says we can't wait for the coronavirus outbreak to be completely gone before starting to reopen the economy.
We had, going into this, an incredibly strong economy. Things are going very well. The fundamentals, the underlying structure of our economy is very solid and very strong.
Carson speaking there on Fox News. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is describing the new normal when the states begin reopening their economies. He says four steps are needed before the economy can return from the pandemic. Among them is controlling the rate of the infections and strengthening the current health care system. And according to the Labor Department, 5.24 million people submitted first-time requests for unemployment benefits last week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Facebook. Since the beginning of the spread of COVID-19 and social distancing, people have turned to Facebook to connect with and take action to help their communities. To make it as easy as possible for people to support one another, Facebook is launching Community Help, a destination for people to help their neighbors most impacted by COVID-19. There, people can request or offer help in their community, such as delivering groceries to elderly neighbors or volunteering to distribute food through local food banks and donate to fundraisers. Emily Dalton-Smith is the Director of Social Impact Product at Facebook.
We're seeing people who are the most vulnerable are at the front lines of the epidemic using Facebook to get help and support with urgent needs. With Community Help, we're making it easier for everyone to be able to offer and request help.
Access Community Help at facebook.com/COVID support. That's facebook.com/COVID support.
During a teleconference with reporters, House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says a popular small business relief fund has run dry. McCarthy calling on Democrats to stop blocking Republican efforts to pump more money into the fund.
It was one page in the Senate. They said no. Here we are about to run out of money today, and Nancy Pelosi will still hold it back. I don't understand why.
Republicans hoping to add another $250 billion to that fund. Federal officials are investigating new claims about the origin of the devastating coronavirus. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper tells NBC's Today Show about the possibility of the virus originating in a Chinese lab.
If the Chinese government, the party, had been more transparent earlier, it would have helped us in terms of staying ahead of this virus, being able to understand its DNA, develop therapeutics and vaccines much quicker. And to this day, they need to be far more forthright than what they've been.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Major League Baseball Hall of Famer Cal Ripken Jr. is retired, but he's never been one to sit on the sidelines. Ripken has an important message he wants to get out. He started the Cal Ripken Senior Foundation, which has established programs, built fields to give kids in underserved communities a safe place to play and learn about baseball. Now Ripken is shifting that focus to help families in need. He joins Fox News and explains.
Well, our foundation has built a wonderful infrastructure, as you know, Brian, all across the country. We're a national foundation. We serve a lot of those communities. We've built fields. We've put programming in there. So we know the issue of food insecurity in normal times. And our foundations just sat around and said, okay, we're not going to sit around and just wait till all this is over. Let's shift our focus temporarily. Let's focus on the immediate problem, and let's put our infrastructure to work. We've energized our sponsors. We've energized people around. I use it as an opportunity to get on social media because there is a power of social media to ask for help. And if you look at it this way, $1 given is 10 meals distributed. So you can immediately see the effect that $5 or $10 will have on these kids in these communities and families.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or by all means check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.